kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle. We're on.
Kerfuffle. I'm not sure how you spell kerfuffle, but...
K.
No, I believe it begins with a K and there's at least two Fs, if not three Fs in there.
K-E-R-F.
Is it E-R? Or is it U-R? K-E-R-F-F-F-L-E.
Kerfuffles.
Kerfuffles.
Kerfuffle I.
No, kerfuffles.
I still think the colour of the bus should be bi.
Penis, penis.
Depends whether it's Greek or Latin.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, good point.
No,
pluralization. Penis.
Can't believe we got
pennies from heaven.
I can't believe we're linked to that.
It's raining men. Hallelujah.
With an actual audio where the little American going, penis. He's clicking.
Penis.
He's like,
penis.
I missed that.
Oh, there's a link put up on the forums.
I don't click anything on that forum.
Oh. You dare to click on the links.
Especially not ones posted by him. Something to do with Paris Hilton.
That's quite funny, actually. It's actually vaguely insulting, actually.
What's the Paris Hilton thing?
To us or to her?
To her and us.
I sent you the bloody video file.
Oh, that!
You know, that thing with Paris Hilton.
I didn't know you posted it on the forums yet. You sent me an email saying, should we put this on? I said, yeah, it's quite funny.
So then I did.
All right, I didn't see it. I've been rather busy of late elsewhere, so I haven't checked the latest forum post.
It's all good fun. No, the general consensus is I find it a little bit insulting. It's shared.
What? Where
it's
video?
It's
Saturday Night Live from Jerusalem, as far as I could tell from the subtitles.
Very bizarre.
Could be wrong.
Funny though.
I've been challenged today.
By
some people on the web board.
Challenged?
What? I haven't seen it.
I know. We were having a conversation about accents and
put your top on!
And I might have mentioned that I was quite good at American accents, and I've been told that I have to be the halfling from Brooklyn on.
Halfling.
The halfling from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Who suggested that in Bannon?
It was Enora Four that originally said that he was New York.
It'll be a great loss, but...
it was because somebody was saying about Texas, and I wrote a post in Texan, y'all. And then someone else said they were from New York, and then they were like, how do you sound like you're from New York on text? So I did a New York.
W's in the middle of everything. Yeah.
See, it's all good fun.
But now I've been...
Who else thinks that mouse on the eShore adverts seems like they should be selling porn, not insurance?
Hey, you want to click on some internet porn?
You could make me one.
I have
Sprite Zero, which is
Zero
added sugar,
zero added taste.
Sprite Ground Zero, it's a blast, you'll remember.
Funny. It tastes very much like aspartame and acetosulfame K. Whatever the hell that is.
Naturally occurring ingredients are hunter-gatherer forefathers and in abundance.
The aspartamine bush, well known. Yeah. Aspartame, or whatever.
Benzotriazole.
It's not very milky, is that alright?
That's alright.
Thank you. Guago.
You make
bestest tea.
Steve made it.
Tea and Splendor, hurrah.
It was tidy, I don't know what happened.
Steve won.
It just went away.
For everyone listening, please visit rpgmp3.com if you don't know. If you're downloading this from iTunes.
Yes. Thank you.
Please do visit the website.
God damn.
And click on some of the advertising links, not that we actually get.
No, we get nothing.
We get nothing for the current.
Don't click on the advertising. Join the forums, god damn it.
Join the forums. You have to join now. Guest posting has been disabled.
Yes.
We know enough about poker. Thank you.
Yes.
What? Because of the evil bots.
Guest poking. Guest poking.
Guest poking. This is fine.
However,
episode 25 has special guest poking. Oh yes.
If only we had a guest poke.
We could, but
How are you, married man?
Paris Hilton. No, we need the machine.
We have an open relationship. Oh, did I not tell you that?
Damn it!
Sorry. I knew there was something I should have told you.
Right, who gave us money?
That man with the name that I can't pronounce. That's with an E. Egoa Inc.
That's good
right?
for me, yes.
Rillitan.
Yes,
Anonymous.
Thank you. Thank you all. And thank you to the regular subscribers who now don't get their name anywhere but have a shiny thing next to their name.
Yes, saying VIP, isn't it? Or Patreon.
Yes, you have VIP.
No, I've got moderator.
Oh, yes. Everyone else
I can't
VIP.
Remember. Yeah.
I have site owner.
Site owner.
Right.
Own.
Right.
How many gigabytes this month? Far too many. Well, we iTunes is a lot to answer for.
We've had to upgrade the site.
Again.
We're now capable of trafficking 300 gigabytes a month.
No, oh, that's not true.
We haven't.
And yeah, 150 gigabytes did not suffice.
No. We had to double our traffic.
Well, I can't remember which one, is that Dragon's Landing in, or one of the ones like that, who, you know, he just downloaded a gig of the entire thing. Like, okay, that's going to take a hit.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Downloading a gig at a time.
I'm happy you're taking gigs, you can take
Yes, and I caught up now, I've got broadband.
Oh, yeah, I need to download the last few,
about session 12.
Do you need a dining room table?
I've asked
Nope. Does anyone need a dining room? Anyone listening to this audio needs a dining room table?
In England.
And can collect it from my house.
To be honest, if they're willing to pay postage, you may as well send it anywhere.
It's not that good a dining room table.
But it only has three chairs.
Yes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Miss Angry.
Wasn't me.
Smash it over my back in true comedy style.
Smash it over your back. Smash it against the floor.
Near my back.
Hi, sorry. I've written on the front, Gone Adventuring, 9th of September 2004.
Yep.
Almost a year. Yeah.
Almost a year. God, yeah, we are like coming up to a year.
Almost a year.
What is the 9th of September today, anyway?
It's a
Friday. Can we play on a Friday?
Probably.
Can we play on the 9th of September?
You're on your off days.
I'm on my off days. Yes.
That would be neat. We could play a session on the year anniversary and go, We're only 1 year in! Damn! Also,
you can go back to Area A.
It's really not that
far.
No, it's not.
We love Bragdor.
There's not much left, though. You are doing a bit.
God,
there's quite a lot left.
If you'd have said to me a year ago, I was like, oh no.
You're only two sections away. You're only in Area C, you great pile of women.
Hang on, at this rate, it's going to take us 5 years.
You'll be fine, you big sack of thongs. Let's go.
Let's go. Dungeon on!
Right, as I recall...
2012, end of the dungeon.
By reading my book, I recall you were arrested in Garrick's chamber after killing him because you decided that he didn't deserve to live, having let you walk through his area unimpeded.
That wasn't my decision. I was willing to let him live. Somebody else decided to take him down.
That would be me then.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe you got some
goodies.
I like
the new personality. It's much more fun than the
It was a dodgy deal with quote Bastion, who obviously missed the fact he was fiendish.
I believe you got some goodies from that. Was
the spiky bits and the glowing eyes.
It's not that obvious.
Have you seen the minis? Feral. Or was it? Fiendish. Celestial.
Red bit more.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sweetheart.
I only listened to the first half today of the last one, which is very unusual for me. It's the first one I've ever listened to, and I'm really funny. I really am. Really, really funny.
How funny are you?
Yeah, really. We rescued the
lovely young ladies. Hotel
face. Yeah, and then what did we do? We went to...
Ogled them for a while.
You went, crap,
demons look out.
We left that area.
Yes, demons look like, we're going through the wrong entrance. Let's go around
to the lower. We left via this door, which was the furthest door east you could possibly leave in this region to the north. Mm-hmm. And you decided then that you were going to work your way back and maybe go north from there, or back and north from area, a bit back and north from area here.
I reckon we could probably take them shadows now.
You could. Bloody well had better.
We all rested.
So you decided to come back around and see if there are any more exits up the north here.
Ooh, I can rub out the area blind
that you haven't bothered to look in yet.
Okay. So who did we kill?
You stopped by the gnolls who told you where the giants King were Noll. To go and kill the giants. Which, if you hadn't made that deal anyway, you probably have the original party left. Because I believe one of the... on the way to the giants, Garut died. At the hands of that...
That was the wraith in room C93?
And you died, Bastion died, fighting the giants. So if you've never
If
you've never made the deal with the gnolls and gone the other way, you'd all be alive.
It's all Bastion's fault.
I agree.
These chairs are quite comfortable, however. They've got cushions on. You can tell Colin's warming in well. Right.
Thank all Colin. Those years of
I didn't
magic.
I did have to wash the table, though. It was quite sticky.
I noticed that.
Well, you know, what can
I
do?
I don't even want to go there.
Colin had a sticky table.
Right, it's all better for securing down those precious magic cards.
Right.
Yes.
See, I don't mind magic. It's okay.
Nice edition, now.
Magic the game, the cards.
Oh, okay.
Tragic.
Tragically saddening.
Blast it with a blast gun.
We need to get Pimp backhanding to review.
Snap!
You can buy it from shops.
Snap's
yes. The whole point of getting it for review is
snap
to buy it from the shops.
And tell when people have been cheating their decks and have more than four copies of a single card.
Right, then, yes.
Dungeon on!
You wake up, I assume, or you set watches or what have you. Yeah. Just in case some of the gnolls that have all mysteriously left the area at the death of their leader, understanding that they are now just XP meat and worth virtually nothing to you, ergo they've left, have,
left.
Yes. Leave, come back when you've gained some levels and are worth more XP.
Yes. Just in case
they... Oh, that was a good rest. Feels like I've been asleep for weeks.
I'm very sorry.
Well, you had to go and do your thing. Did you have fun?
I did.
Yes, you did. Working for the Museum British.
Really?
Which department are you working?
It's Department of Scientific Research.
Hey, where's the blue stick?
Blue stick's over there.
It's not raining in.
It's not raining in.
Okay.
It's round and sticky.
It's a stick. Yeah. Anyway, yes, you wake up in Garrick's chamber. It's the morning. What do you do?
Do your regular routine of praying and anointing.
Yeah.
I practice my painting.
I'll go through a few cactus. Yes.
I learn the arcane powers of spells and magic into my mind while I think about becoming a dwarven magic missile machine.
I draw an arrow. Very good.
Very nice. Why are you wasting your pigment?
I'm only drawing small ones.
If you want to waste it, you waste it. You do what you want.
Why don't you draw a whole quiver of arrows with 100 arrows written on the outside?
You said that wouldn't work.
Yeah, you said it wouldn't work. Like, draw.
I have to get better, so I'm practicing.
Drawing boxes with 5,000 gold pieces worth of gems inside.
Look, I LARPed drawing a...
You've LARPed drawing an arrow.
LARP drawing.
It's a bit crooked.
It's for going round corners.
Where's your arrow?
Yes. Drusilla and Tarandrella are awake and mooching around.
Tarandrella.
Are awake and mooching about.
In a hot elf fashion.
Yes, they seem much...
They kind of mince across the floor.
Well, they're actually armoured now.
They're sort of wide.
Leave and...
Yes. Drusilla does some early morning stretches and sword manipulation technique-y type things that fight and things.
And Wilbur and Falls off.
Hot elf babes! Yeah. Elf male! My lord!
Tarandrella.
Turns it into an impressive tumble gets back.
Yeah, impressive tumble.
Meant to do.
I meant to do.
Tarandrella restrings her bow while she's sitting.
Right, just how many magic can I learn?
Yes, your bow.
That's a lot of magic.
I'll let her play with it. No.
I never get allowed to play with anything.
Garut was more than willing, but you got overly impressed by Rotul.
Player's Handbook. Player's Handbook.
Yes, there's one on here.
There is. Just how many magic missiles I can learn?
100.
It's about a lot, isn't it? We worked it out the other day.
There's no quarter-lotting going to be there.
What is that? That looks like a very nice sword.
Yeah, it's a sword.
It looks very nice.
Is it not just a box?
It does look very well balanced. Yes.
I thought it was in a box.
Yeah,
it's in a box. Oh, okay.
It's on an altar. It's being anointed with holy water.
Is it sizzling?
Possibly.
Steam rising from it. Little flies.
Why is it in the box? Why are you not using it? It looks very powerful.
It is very powerful.
Too right there, lassie.
It's far too powerful for anyone here to wield.
Really?
Would that be the +3 anarchic, flaming, keen, mighty, cleaving, and holy longsword?
That would be it.
Bing! Maybe they can use it.
I doubt it.
I'm proficient with the longsword.
Yes.
So is our monk.
Oh. Why is he not using it then, if it is so powerful?
That's the question I ask.
It's for bad people.
Okay.
Bad people.
Is it,
Is
it a cursed man whose sword?
Name
it is, yes.
Why? How is it cursed?
My god has told me it is cursed. Oh. So, it's not to be wielded. Which is why I am praying to my god to remove the curse.
Right.
It's
have you not met Mithras the Unquestioning, whatever his name is? What is your name? I keep forgetting your new name.
Tharus.
Tharus, not... Right, Tharus.
Mithras.
Mithras will do. Tharus is just...
Yeah, I'll be
that sizzling sword.
Mithras was
being a big guy. Look, Bastion was easy to remember. This whole Tharus thing.
The really funniest thing is Bastion of Tomes has fell for fair and we still appear higher. Or do we not know?
Bastion of Good.
Or is it Bastion of Good?
I typed in failing the other night. Guess what came up?
Porn.
Me.
You're number one?
Yes.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You've beaten something else off the list.
You need to change all those computer things and bits and pieces that used to come up.
Yeah, I've never done it before.
Failing used to be was the one that brought most
nope,
hits.
It's rpgmp3.com, it's me.
Yay, you're the best, you're the biggest failure in the world.
No, Garut was quite bad, because it's GE Root.
Oh yes, GE Root.
I haven't checked to Balazar recently, I don't know where it is.
It's probably quite high up.
I haven't checked Wilwood in Wind Blossom at all.
Not oh, Wind Blossom,
not that heavily pimped on the interweb yet.
No.
Like the rain, it's good. See? The sound of rain in the dungeon, dripping very fast in a corner.
Oh, yes. Right. Okay. We're going to do that. Oh, yeah.
Enjoying yourself then, Paul?
Paul is temporarily transferred to an alternate universe.
As I go, rare is mnemonic enhancer. Rare is mnemonic enhancer. Rare is mnemonic enhancer. Okay.
That is
how
much
books
are not
there. Yes.
Is
that how many times that?
Well, assuming you learn.
See, you've got it.
Yeah, I have it. I'm going to learn it 3 times.
Well, that'll give you another 9 magic.
It is 4th level, and I can learn 3 4th level spells, so I'm going to learn Rare's Mnemonic Cancer a lot.
This gives you 9 extra magic missiles.
9 extra magic missiles. I am a human dwarven.
Plus
sorry,
all your first level spells.
We should have a very quiet adventure today where we don't find anybody that needs strength.
As my fingers begin to glow!
I can tell you can still only cast one set of magic missiles a turn anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's alright.
So!
That's quickened.
That's quick. I've got haste.
Quickened.
Haste would do it, wouldn't it?
No.
Down! Not oh, anymore. Haste sucks! Third edition! Bah!
Not anymore. Yeah,
third and a half edition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3.5. Honest, we're not going to 4 at some point because we'd like to stay halfway. Yeah, right.
4 will be long.
Yes. Finish bringing it and put it back in the box.
She wants you to put it back in the box.
Use it. Use it. You know you want to.
What kind of expression does she have? It is quite long.
Yeah?
Your backpack long.
Might be.
Or does it just stick out the top?
It's in the bag holding, dude.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, like in the box. You really don't want one of those things loose in the bag of holding. No.
Expression, face.
Whoops!
She looks down at Glum and looks down at her sword.
They're not drow, are they just elves?
No, they're elves.
They're not drow, they're not black. Elves. No.
Eh? Does she look evil?
No.
Does she have those particularly arched eyebrows that are the sign of evil women
ever? She has a sort of look of disagreement.
Is she wearing black?
No, she's wearing
hair.
Whatever armour you gave her.
Okay. They were naked, weren't they?
Yeah, pretty much, they were, yeah. She looks kind of bemused, sense that you're putting away something quite powerful that could help the party, but not allowing her to use it when she can.
I agree with them.
I think she's evil.
Why? There's no reason to
think
that.
We have absolutely no reason to assume
same
she's evil.
Same here.
Okay,
plus, she's hot.
You're always going to... You're going to be the one that dies first, because you fancy her. You're going to get your knob on with her and she's going to kill you.
Tarandrella's sitting near you.
She's
does that mean you've got to describe elf sex?
She's a hot elf chick.
They're both a hot elf chick, so it's one like, I don't fancy yours much kind, you know, they're both quite...
Well, no, we don't have the dead attractive yet unobtainable elf chick and her fat friend. There's none of that.
There's both are high elf chicks.
Yes, they're definitely lipstick elven.
Wow, fantastic. We need some boots for them.
See ya. And there are limits to their perversions, although...
Really? Are you sure?
I'd just like to point out that all three of the gentlemen around the table who are partaking of this elf conversation are, in fact, married.
Absolutely.
And lusting
not
over...
I think you'll find I'm a single elf. Yes, he is a single elf.
He's a bald dwarf. Who the hell would fancy him?
Exactly.
And me and my weasel.
And to coin a phrase from a movie, horny as a ten-pecked owl.
Where's that from?
I must have missed that movie.
Pump up the volume.
You're a monk. Are you allowed to... You've not got the vow of...
Nope.
No.
Okay,
no,
you're
not a character.
No, yeah.
He's got the vow of... Let's get it on.
Oh, you're one of those kind of monks.
Yeah.
Those tantric monks.
To be honest, there seems to be very, very little involvement with religion for the monks.
Yeah, there isn't. Yeah. It's all about keeping the semen in your tube and making your forehead expand.
That's what it looks like.
Yes.
Well, that's what it's made, of course.
Dear.
Yeah,
no, they haven't.
I haven't.
You see, that's why bald men are more virile, because that's where the semen's produced.
What?
Joker's Wild?
It's the Wild Card. The Wild Card book do have a tantric magician in them, yes. But it is based on proper tantric magic.
No, no, it was Plato who first thought that semen was made in the in the head. And so unusually virile men became bald. I suspect Plato may have been bald.
Plato?
I am exceptionally virile.
Could be.
We just don't know.
Plato, philosopher, gets lots of sex. Philosophers get lots of sex.
Of course, in the golden age of Greece, it was very hard to be a philosopher.
It was, yeah, I suppose, yeah. Are you a famous philosopher?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
philosophize this. This is my wand of philosophy.
I'm bald, and my hair cannot catch up with this tortoise.
Okay.
Right, philosophy aside, what are you doing?
Well, now we're in the dungeon of a hot elf
with Tarandrella about
archery and elven.
Have you got
things.
A chatting up skill?
Diplomacy,
charisma?
Yes. You do have.
Stamina. Yeah.
You have diplomacy. Ooh.
Shall I just leave you boys to get on with this?
Oh, come on, do you know how often we actually get to meet hot elf babes? It's just like, never.
Sense motive.
You shouldn't fancy her.
Oh,
you
she wants
I don't fancy her.
She wants me. She wants sense her motive in talking to me.
I didn't even fancy a giant female dwarf.
She does. She quite likes you. She seems to, anyway. She seems to sort of string her bow and bend
string,
towards you.
She strings her bow. Well, that's an obvious sign of interest.
Oh, she's no, I dropped
this. She's upset.
Packs her backpack very bendly and keeps looking at you.
Very lithe, very witty.
Disgusting.
She mentions it's been a long time.
And you're only recently married to.
Yes. Hasn't been raped by a demon.
Exactly, yes. she's had the tender loving.
Tender.
Is that why they beat her?
Yes, that's where they beat it to numbness.
Yeah. Unconsciousness, so you don't have to go through the real world.
So,
we're going through the door that says lower levels this way.
Yes. You, there is only one door to this room.
It's the green door.
To the south.
It's the door with the green sign on it. The little man.
Oh, yeah, exit.
Fire exit. If you start a fire, maybe there'll some lights will appear showing you where
really
the exit.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, I know,
there's I was going
to... We thought of that, like, 6 months ago. We didn't do... Yeah.
Right, you come south down here to the crossroads. The place is barren of gnolls and knowledge things. Looks like they've packed in a hurry.
Gnoll be gone.
Most of them were dead.
Yes. you came from the east. Mm-hmm. You were heading to the west.
Yeah.
Are you heading to the west?
Yes. We will continue to head to the west.
I activate stone cutting.
Isn't that on all the time?
Yes, I know. Just in case, we forgot.
That's your ability to know about stone.
Stone.
Then you get up in the morning and go, I'll activate the knowing how to clean my teeth.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the Matrix. Well, I also
activate mage armor as a matter of course in the morning, because now I can actually have it on all day.
Though
a magic user's day is actually about 2 hours long.
Yeah, to be honest, the length of time we've been lasting before resting again.
Yeah. Through here.
You've got to be second level for up to land.
We came in down the bottom.
I know you've been in this bit here, though.
We came in right down the bottom.
Did you? Okay.
Right down the bottom.
Oh, you did, didn't you? Came in here and then went round there.
That's when we got level drained by the people in that room there.
Ouch.
I don't remember. But you have been to the big room here.
What would we do without you?
But you realise there are more rooms up to the north here that you'd have bothered exploring. In towards C19.
Have we figured out that all the areas are square yet?
Everything's square.
It's flat! It's completely flat! I'm a dwarf, I don't mind, but it's a lot of single stone.
Everything appears to be in
this room
five,
here,
five
yes.
Which is the start of the bit you haven't done yet.
Yes. On the way, I will activate mage armour on Will Warren.
Very nice of you.
Oh, neat.
Whang.
Because I can.
Wow.
You blow. Easy on me.
Temporary. Okay, you open the door. Two great stone chairs face each other across this wide room.
This believes the illusion.
As if waiting for opposing generals to sit and watch their champions compete. The chair to the west resembles a sailing vessel, the back supported by a large mast with two crossbeams and the armrests tapering into the semblance of a prow. The chair to the east is shaped to look like nothing less than a tsunami, curling back upon itself and preparing to douse whomever sits in its path.
Looks more like a tidal wave.
Yeah. Both chairs are set about 10 feet in front of their respective walls.
What room is this?
This is room C19.
C19? Yes. This is the one with two big chairs.
Is that right? No, I lie.
Oh no, I've just written it down.
I lie. They've written C19 twice in the book, it would seem, or their font looked crap. My apologies.
Are they just the shittest people in the world?
The book was obviously shut out very quickly.
I get the feeling it was put together very quickly.
That room is nearby and you shall be seeing it shortly as it's the next room over.
Is it C19?
It is C19.
It is C19.
Well, that description was for C19.
No, that room was for C18. Looking at the book. Don't worry about it. You're not in C18. You're in C19.
We're in C19. Two big chairs.
No. Ignore the description. This is the description of the room you're in. The rows of goblin and gnoll statues arranged in this room contrast with most of the stark and empty rooms of the area. There are also several murals painted on the walls. The north wall shows a knight in shining golden armour, standing at the prow of a ship, looking out at an endless ocean. The west wall depicts a battle between a battered ship and a coiled sea serpent, as a bolt of lightning comes down from the sky to strike the serpent. The east wall shows a breathtaking picture of a beautiful woman looking out over a calm sea at sunset, as if waiting for the return of her beloved.
I don't think she's that pretty.
Yes, Priscilla tuts at you.
She doesn't have a beard for a start.
Neither do you.
Don't have to be the mural.
I'm knitting one.
Who comes to do the murals?
I'm going to follow.
They're all about the same size.
Yeah, there are titles painted at the bottom of each one of them.
Mm-hmm. We're a short ass party.
The western mural is entitled The Oceans. The northern mural is entitled The Journey. And the eastern mural is labelled Vigilance.
We'll have a look at them in order.
Mm-hmm. That was technically you.
From Ocean Egg.
It is obvious from your examining of the paintings that there is a hugely high level of detail on each one. They are very, 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 very well done. Apparently, if they'd been painted on portable canvas, they would have been priceless as works of art.
Nice.
You could just hack the wall, thank
you. Yeah. They're defacing good stone there. What a crime.
Ian wouldn't have said that. He would have admired them for their in situ beauty. He would not have wanted to make money from them. I like you.
But we could sell them and the church could have some money.
Yes.
Well, we could have the money.
The church could have the money.
I'd split it with you. I'm good at getting paintings off walls.
But unfortunately, it's sort of a part of the wall.
Maybe with my magic paint I can draw something that can take it off the wall. I can draw a replacement wall so we can take this one away. I could copy them. That's a great idea. I shall copy the priceless works of art.
Okay. Onto what?
Onto a rock about this size.
Maintaining exactly the same level of detail.
Yes, for I'm an artist. And I can. Nobody ever wants to play them.
These goblin and gnoll statues, are they just
goblin
and gnoll
statues? The problem is I can just imagine sitting down, cross-legged on the
floor.
I'm
examining the goblin and gnoll statues.
Painting in one hand, tongue out.
The statues in the room are arranged into four rows.
Can you imagine failing doing that, or can you imagine me doing that? Because I can imagine me doing that as well.
In addition to one winged demon-like creature.
Ooh!
Not very
exciting. Right.
Statues. Lovely.
Make me a spot check.
I was single.
Okay. Mm. Spot check coming online. Oh, it's one of these D20s. Bro. Here we go. Yeah. Spotty watties. Oh, yeah, we'll just go with a 23 for that one.
Mm-hmm. All the statues, except for the one of the winged demon, are standing on a stone block.
I had a spot hidden for that.
Yes. The three human statues are in the second row from the east. The statue at the north end of the row depicts a man dressed in hides who just finished a powerful two-handed swing with his warhammer. The second statue from the south is a woman in studded leather armour who is reaching behind her back for another arrow. The last statue in that row shows a small wiry man in leather armour standing on one leg as if dodging something. All of the goblin and gnoll statues have similar poses, but most of them show horrified faces. All of them have hairline cracks and chips. Several have have heads that were broken off and placed back on at the neck.
Whoops.
As opposed to being placed back
do
on
they
the
arse. Do they look incredibly lifelike, or are they stylized?
They look very, very lifelike indeed.
Okay.
I've heard of such creatures that can do this.
With your knowledge dungeoneering.
As you examine...
knowledge dungeoneering?
Yes.
Knowledge stone?
Dungeoneering, where the hell did you go? I hardly ever used it.
Yeah, okay.
D for dungeoneering.
Oh, that's under 24.
Yes, yes, there are creatures that can turn things to stone.
I know that.
There are also people who can carve statues.
Not this well. As no human hand can carve this.
As part. You're examining the demon-y winged thing, it hits you.
No. Oops. Is it pterodactyl?
No.
It's a demon-y winged thing.
It's not great. It's a bit crap, really.
Well, don't tell us that. Let us think it's Let scary. Us,
yeah. It's the scariest thing in the world. And it
hits you for two.
I don't know how you've attack seen Balazar naked now.
It's a surprise. Surprise.
Just the one. It missed. It swings at you.
It's alive!
Gordon.
Initiative, please.
My Balazar's beard!
16.
Ooh, 17.
22 for the wizard.
You got there.
I was thinking of.
Put them on the table. The...
Well, no, this is a waste of
They're not behind the whiteboard.
Oh, no.
Well, they're with the miniatures, which you should have somewhere.
I have the miniatures?
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Not in this bag, I don't.
Oh, dear.
I have these miniatures, these ones, that you've got, of you.
No.
Right. Here it is.
This D20.
and
imagination.
Where is he?
There's Balazar, isn't
there? Balazar.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like there, he's actually a dwarven wizard, Minnie. My lord.
I'll use this random kind of person.
Do you know how long it's taking me to get one of those out of the Wizards of the Coast collectible D&D mini series?
You've just been opening them.
No, well, some of the packs were already open, so I just bought it as individual figures, so that was alright.
I'm not going to buy packs of £9 a pack in the hope of getting a dwarven wizard.
They'll be around, they could be in the other backpack with the microphones and stuff.
They look more like it.
Would you doom the stairs for your thieves? What are you doing? Ooh, cookies.
Perhaps we think a fireball might be a bit much.
Mm. Imagine everybody else get.
Excuse me.
How do
I got 16?
You get 17.
Yeah.
Everyone's battling
25 years.
You're right about this.
It's been rock for
ages. 22 for Balazar.
22?
You rolled a 20.
Oh, crap. That's a 20!
Go on then, Balazar, what are you doing?
Magic missile!
Okay.
That's a surprise.
You need to make,
thank you.
You need to make either take a step back or make a roll to cast defensively.
Oh, I'll have that as well, thank you. I'll take a step
They're
back.
They're a bit stale, though.
That's alright.
You take a step back.
Stale chocolate chip cookies.
Mm. They've been open a few days.
Why doesn't it have fly by attack?
Mm-hmm. Because it's a statue.
It's a stone
kind
of creature with wings.
Mm. 5 foot step, where it is.
Okay, you've done it. You're here.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. Yes.
Blah, 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 blah.
Go on, do damage.
That's level. How is that? 5?
5.
Not bad.
Okay, I'll party 4 plus 5.
Mm.
So that's 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's 7. That's 10. That's 13. That's 17. That's 22 from the first round.
Ouch, it says. Who's next?
Wolverine.
I shall charge.
Go on then. This is you. No, this is you.
Ah.
You charge.
I probably... 22.
22? Will hit, surprisingly.
Okay. Yeah. 12!
Yeah! You're
up with noise. The ladies, aren't you?
Yeah, go on. Flex those elven muscles.
We didn't roll for them, did we? One's going on.
They were just hanging back being all fey.
That's Tarangrella on a 14. And
Drusilla.
Drusilla's
going Drusilla.
On a 10.
He's done my left spike. Mm. Where's the Slayer?
Okay, his ex.
Failing.
Dylan, what are you doing?
Ooh. I didn't realise it was my go so soon. Big winged demony thing. Is represented by yellow dice thing.
Yes.
Yeah?
Apologies.
That's fine.
We'll dig them out.
Could have really represented it by Bagpuss.
Maybe when you get the gargantuan dragons at the end.
I'll take Bagpuss. A couple of steps forward so it's in my line of sight. And shoot at it.
Twang. With you have a precise shot.
I do not believe. A point blank shot. Oh, I do have a precise shot.
Very good. Hold your mind.
I shall shoot it with my crossbow. 20. 21.
21 or a roll of a 9?
12 plus
9. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Hey, don't make me doubt my math.
It's monkey.
Oh yeah, forget you're a dex monkey. Yes, you hit. It goes, chuffin' hell, how good is your dexterity? You were missing me there. All of a sudden, hands just put it back. Go on, you roll damage.
Oh, that's 3. So hot.
Wow.
Hey!
Yeah, there is, of course, a slight offset of the fact she can hit anything. She can't really do a lot.
That's why she needs touch attacks.
Don't diss me. I need my bloody wonder back.
If you could have backstabbed it. Could have been good. Feet.
Oh, it's not quite flanked.
Go on.
We've just been attacking the wizard, so there we go.
Low. Oh, like Baldman creeping up.
Possibly. 19.
Hits.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Come on, you wind beastie!
8 damage.
Do you want me to just tumble around in my next turn?
Next.
Flank it.
Possibly,
aren't you? Tumbling out!
It gets a go. It's going to full attack. Who looks softest? So you both look pretty soft.
Oh, so you're fully armoured and he's just dancing around like a boy.
Oh, yes, I have no armour class at all. Yeah. Apart from the dex and wisdom of the gods and the mage armour.
That's why I call him Tumbleleader.
And what's mage armour give him? +4.
It's going to roll. It's got options. Low, high.
It's him. High.
It's going for him. What's it have to hit?
23.
23, go on!
Good luck. Alright. One claw. 19.
Miss.
Second claw. Ooh, 23.
Oh!
Monkey.
Oh no, I lie. It's higher than that. 25.
Ooh.
One bite. 14. And one gore attack with its horns.
Gore, gore, gore with the horns.
Missed. You get one claw attack. Hits you. Woohoo. Take 4 points of damage.
Tink.
Feel the fear of walking backwards.
Maybe we should be in this area. Ask it to
parley. Poor me, I'm all the way down to 85 hit points.
It would have loved 85 hit points. Who's next?
Should we ask it to parley?
Tarantra?
She fires.
Twang!
Let's see if she's got a precise shot.
She hits.
Oh.
She's using a gun. What did you give her?
She's nice.
Long crossbow.
No, just the standard longbow because she didn't use a minor.
D8.
Times 3 crit though.
Twang.
Quite a nice crit range.
She hits it.
Nice crit.
And Drusilla.
It didn't even want to talk.
Yeah. Drusilla runs in.
Nobody likes us.
To there.
It's awful.
And has a go. And misses. It's not very good, is she?
No. There you go.
Right. Next.
Balazar.
Take some dwarven magic up your stone ass, you bad beastie.
Right.
Magic missile.
It's dead.
Minimum 5 points.
It collapses into
minimum 10 points. Oh, this is good.
What are you doing?
Trying to open
that. I feel the power.
Getting covered in goo.
I've got the power. Dwarven magic is best.
See Pepsi Max.
Sponsor us, Pepsi Max. We'll take anything.
Sponsor us. We will stop calling you silly.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're damaging
we can
your worldwide sales.
I'm sure
we could love Pepsi Max for, let's say, continuous year supply, but
no. We'll love Pepsi Max for, I don't know, a famous person's sponsorship deal between us.
So I don't have to wear a gladiator's bikini or...
No, I'm quite willing
to... I'll bloody well wear a gladiator's bikini.
I'm quite willing to have them made by an English company.
Really?
Yeah, you are.
Hi,
Simon. It's Dungeon Sounds provided by Simon.
If it gets really annoying, I'll move him. It should be alright.
Yes. You know, there's the
Simon, dwarven god of tree climbing.
Yes, that's why he's...
No, he's Simon, the Hamish god of cage climbing.
Oh.
He was named specifically for this reason.
Is that why he's entombed in a great plastic wheel of doom?
Yes, he is. He loves his plastic wheel of doom.
Oh, that is just too...
How great.
It's training wheel. Like the start of the Conan movie.
Yeah.
Eventually it's going to go a little bit fighting.
Hamster barbarian!
He sees you noticing him, he's coming to eat his fruit stick now.
Oh, should have chosen him to have cats.
Clyde and Molly think he's great.
Bum. Right, what are you doing now?
Search the body. I'm searching the body.
What is it?
Make me know.
Dungeoneering roll.
Look at dead things roll.
22, search the body.
Dungeoneering roll.
23.
It was a gargoyle. It was a gargoyle.
The body is made of stone and has no pockets.
Search the pile of rubble.
There's rubble there.
It's crack rubble, search yeah. investigation.
Apparently it's immediate, medium, monstrous humanoid.
Earth. Brackets Earth, isn't it?
Earth.
It didn't even want to talk, it just lashed out.
There you go. You always get hit by stuff.
I know.
This is always sticking his head.
What, like, I mean, like the ogre, like Bragdor at the beginning of the dungeon and various things like
maybe
that.
Maybe you have to
oh, I'm taking a naked bath.
That makes things come to life and be.
But yeah. They can't resist my dwarven charisma. They just want to be near me.
Right, what are you doing now?
Or possibly shut down the exit.
There is an exit from this room in the northeast corner.
Go and have a look.
The exit in the northeast corner leads to a crossroads. To the east and the south, there is a door. To the north, it opens up into a bunch of rooms and corridors.
There were no signs or anything underneath those statues where they're saying, here be this person or that person or anything like that. It's just completely blank.
No, nothing on the statue. Just a base. Just a stone base. Not that it was dead obvious. They should have stood him on a stone base. That would have been great. Then you wouldn't have known.
I thought he was on a stone base.
Whereas we took the appropriate cautious steps this time.
Yes.
We'll let the dwarf have a look.
Yeah, we'll take the person with no armour. Yeah. Go first, because it's a dwarf. It's stone, for God's sake. How hard can it be?
Sleepy,
dude. Morning, sorry.
You
woke me up at 5 o'clock this morning.
Sorry, I was going to work.
Where now?
Hit the hut.
Okay. Yeah!
Woo! You'll go. I nearly made you all pizza tonight, but then I couldn't be asked.
Oh, well, thank you for letting us know that.
Well, no, I didn't have any pizza bases.
South.
It was raining.
East. North.
Same.
And I don't have a car, and I was about to walk. Morrison's.
Let's ride a motorbike.
Here we go. Two great stone chairs. We've heard this before.
This
is the correct room for this description.
C18.
Yes, it's some kind of stone chairs, east and west walls.
B, go and have a look at the chair. Have a look at the one that looks like a wave. Which is
maybe
the nearest?
A spot check.
Which is the nearest one?
To the door. In the west wall is
27.
The one that looks like a ship.
Oh, one. Ow!
27.
Last room was good.
Anyone who gets over 15 notices a faint 20-foot wide square painted on the ground in the centre of the room.
Painted?
Okay.
You also notice that the ground near the western chair is scraped and marred, as if the chair had been moved and left slightly askew.
Dun dun dun!
In the next room is there a giant 40-foot round hamster ball with a hamster in it that hurls around amongst us.
Simon, what are you doing?
No, I could put it on the table.
Apparently, it's mistaking the green-painted metal bars of its cage as something edible.
Oh, it does that quite a lot.
Or it's trying to get in.
Well, if you do paint with crack cocaine, it will do that. Right.
Well,
yes.
It's a good place to hide it.
I'm going
to
have a look at the
western
chair. The obvious, please move this, it's a trap.
Sailing vessel. There are obvious marks as if it has been moved.
Obvious? Just too obvious.
Obvious to those who made their spot checks.
Damn, I can't see a thing. No, not to me, I rolled a wonk. No idea.
Obvious to...
I'm a dwarf, I can tell you there's nothing going on here.
I didn't hear what you said.
There's some scrapings around the chair he's looking at as if the chair's been moved.
Isn't there a 20-foot circle of paint?
Square of paint.
20-foot square of paint in the centre of the room between the two chairs.
What colour?
And that
paint?
Took a 27 to find?
No, the scrapings on the chair all took a 15 to find. And the scrapings under the chair also took a 15 to find.
I think you've changed the order that you've said things in.
Oh, it's
pretty
much.
Anyways, look, that chair seems to have been moved.
Yes, it does.
Where?
My dwarven stumbling says no.
Look at the scrapings.
Oh, okay.
I deny the existence of the scrapings.
Now it is pointed out, you both notice that there are scrapings around the chair.
Yes.
As if the chair had been dragged from its original position very slightly and left askew.
And it's made of stone.
And where would its original position have been?
Maybe.
Oh, then no scrape.
Maybe 2 or 3 inches forward from where it was.
Put it back.
Okay.
I like furniture to be properly aligned.
Yes. Tom likes it to be
dope. It slides reasonably easy and you hear a click.
Oh, dear. It's a good thing I was out of the room.
I tumble for cover.
I tumble with you.
Right. You two are quite nearby? Everyone's quite nearby?
No, I was not that nearby.
Well, as we were pointing out the shavings.
Were you quite near the door?
Are you in the room at all?
I am in the room.
Are you by the door?
Near the door.
Right. Well, still in the radius, hit by stuff and running back.
It's fine. People, you can make me a reflex save.
Reflex.
First.
Reflex. Oh my
it's
lord.
It's an enchantment. It's never an enchantment. I'm pretty good at
I always get hit by the enchantments. Magic loves me. Either way.
I want people to try and enchant me. I have +4 against enchantment.
Oh, 26 on reflex.
Not bad.
That's a really good number.
You dodge and roll.
Matrix time.
Mist seeps out from underneath the chair and falls the room.
It's not another cloud kill, is it?
No. Better than that. Everyone that wasn't Paul, because he was outside the main radius of the spell, needs reflex. To make me a fortitude save.
Oh, okay.
Do I have to do it because it's...
Yes, I'm afraid you do. You get a bonus, though.
26, because it's a trap.
Because it's a trap. 26.
Is that including your trap bonus?
Which is what?
Trap sense, I believe it is.
Yeah, trap sense is
plus. Did not see anything that bloody obvious was going to be a trap.
Who got what?
18.
Huh?
27.
29.
Did they listen to the dwarf? No.
Didn't say anything.
The mist smells strange. You manage to dodge completely out of the cloud. You dodge fairly much out of the cloud. You think you're at the edge of the cloud. You're alright. It smells funny, but you don't think
does
it's...
Does it look as if it might have been made by a spell, perhaps?
Possibly.
Does 23 identify the spell?
Oh my lord! What kind of horrendous multiplier have you got on that?
Plus 19?
Plus 9, yeah.
is there a spell that manufactures insanity mist?
Probably.
Probably not, no.
Fail then, make me a roll. On no. Some kind of trappy kind
oh,
of
God,
thing.
God, an insane midget.
Alchemy is probably what you want, really.
I don't have alchemy.
I do.
21. I've got 2 anyway, so I wouldn't make 21.
Oh, there. You reckon it's some kind of brain-affecting vapour?
Lovely vapour.
Well, what about our 2 delightful, lovely assistants?
Oh, yes.
I'm jealous. That's not supposed to be one girl, it's supposed to be me.
Priscilla gets caught in the mist a bit.
Fortunately,
but thankfully seems to be okay.
Yeah, you got competition there.
I keep whispering it in Tharys' ear that they're evil. They're evil. They're evil.
And even the smaller of the two is twice your size.
Yes. Yes. At least.
Size that matters. It's how well you stab.
It's how well you stack. Yeah.
Right. What name?
Back away from the room until the mist dissipates.
Okay. You back out. The mist eventually settles.
Oh, good.
Yay, go and set another trap off.
That was close. Some kind of misty thing.
Wow.
Yes, some kind of misty thing.
Wow.
Mm. Perhaps there's not a great deal in here.
I told you, obvious trap.
They spin really well, don't they?
I've never spun one that well before.
What, I can't see it's a D20.
D20.
Oh, D20, they do spin
really, really well.
D100 is just keeping going.
In fact, when it dissipates, I go and search the chair.
Okay. Make me search.
Mesmerize.
See, oh, D4s that are difficult to spin.
You don't find anything particularly untoward.
Still going.
Maybe an appraise check. Or a
craft. My D20 sitting.
May all your hits be crits.
Any craft skills? Craft alchemy.
Mm. Why haven't we got a t-shirt with that on?
8.
10.
Yeah.
No, 11.
For appraise?
Yes.
You've got an 11.
My dice was dizzy.
Oh, your dice was dizzy. Yeah, a non-dizzy dice. Yeah. Not that it really makes a cat a difference.
29.
14. That'll do. You reckon each chair is worth about 1,000 gold pieces.
Stick it in the bag!
Other than that, you can't find anything else.
That, they're freaking huge chairs.
Yeah, they're big chairs. Quite swanky if you're a wizard in a tower sat on a tsunami.
As in fact, we're trapped in an enormous subterranean dungeon. We should probably just leave them.
Yeah. Actually, are we subterranean?
You're in a mountain, you think.
Right.
Although,
think probably
although
subterranean.
You're in a dungeon, but you walk through some kind of weird door to get into it. So you may
not
be inside the mountain.
My dwarven senses can't go.
No, your dwarven senses don't tell you whether you're in a mountain or not. If you can't see the fact that you're in a mountain.
What am I talking?
I can tell you how far on the ground they are.
Yeah.
We haven't found any windows yet.
I would suggest that only from the relative nature to the fact that you've walked underground.
I don't think it mentions that bit. I think it just says you can tell how far on the ground you are.
Well, like a pressure barometer.
Something like
you
that.
You have no idea. You've either never been this far underground before, or you're not underground at all.
I don't think we're underground at all.
We might be underground up a mountain.
Yes.
Which causes confusion.
Yep. Oh my goodness.
We're in the sky. We're in a cloud.
It could be somewhere entirely different. Right, where now?
Somewhere else.
Then.
There's one to this side as well.
Oh, okay.
So it's east or north from here?
East.
Yay, go east.
Working backwards east. Through the room.
Yeah, we're doing a moonwalk through the exit.
Right, this door is closed.
When we leave, we have to leave classily.
There's a closed like door.
Yes, check. That's my job, isn't it?
Yes. Big number. Natural 20! Ha ha! Two natural 20s! 400 to one against! Fantastic!
I got
two! Two natural 20s simultaneously.
Was that two chip traps?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
you both chip traps.
No, I was just
talking. Two natural 20s. 400 to one, guys.
You realise that although the door is unlocked, it appears to be some kind of tension on it.
I'm not pulling up.
Ooh.
On this three
natural 20s! 8,000 to 1!
Stop wasting them!
You're not wasting
8,000 to 1 against.
You've been investing.
Three natural 20s in a row.
Yeah.
Don't look too closely, there's actually nothing but 20s on the table.
Yeah! Everyone else have a go.
That didn't work.
17, sorry, you're out of luck.
There's something pulling on the door, I think it's a tentacle.
Oh. It's not going there, then.
Actually, is it 8,000 to 1? Is it something obscenely higher than that?
Something pulling on the
door.
No,
it's times 20 again.
There's a tension
it's
on the door.
It's just 20. It's only 8,000 to 1.
I know!
Is it a pull door or a
push? Yeah, 20, it's 20 it would to be power 3 as well.
Is it a revolving door?
No, it's a pull door.
20 to power Perhaps 3.
You should use your sort of thiefy skills to see what's causing the tension.
I'll take my eyes out of my head and stick it through the keyhole.
Perhaps some sort of mirror that would be in your
I don't think I can open the door.
In your kit.
That was the impression I got, was that I couldn't actually open the door.
No, when you try to turn the lock, turn the handle, the latch, there's some kind of tension on the latch.
Oh no, you're dismantling.
Somebody's holding it shut from the other side.
It's a tentacle!
It's not a tentacle.
Everard! Conclusive tentacles.
What?
What's a canticle?
It's a religious book.
Is it? Okay.
Why?
Tentacle?
You're reading Aria again.
No, because on the tube in London, there was lots of, there's a thing of underground poems, and one of them was called Canticle. I didn't know what it meant, and it was annoying me.
Yeah, Aria.
They're trying to be literate.
Aria's subtitle is Canticle of the Monolith.
And then there's an Anne Rice book called Blood Canticle. And I still didn't know what
it was. One in the Dragonlance book, it's Canticle of the Dragon.
Oh, okay.
There's an interesting book called The Canticle for Brother Leibowitz.
What? Okay. Canticle, did you say?
So it's like Bible.
It's not necessarily
something that's been written by a saint or a holy man or something like that.
It's a book related. It doesn't necessarily have to be technically about religion, does it, really?
No, well, this poem didn't mention anything about religion. It was just called Canticle.
Yeah. It'll be based in some fact on some religion or some religious person who written it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's word for the day. Canticle.
Sorry.
Don't slip it into a conversation.
Canticle. Canticle. Ickle, isn't it?
No.
Ickle.
Right, anyway. Here we
have that one word of the day, toilet paper.
What, ickle?
You have word of the day, toilet paper.
Alarmingly, my aunt bought me some as a joke for Christmas a couple of years ago.
Is that like one word a sheet?
Yeah.
So don't you use like six sheets every time you wipe your ass?
Just the one.
I'd rather not go into detail of precisely how much paper I use when I wipe my... But generally, yes, it is
more than the one.
More than one sheet.
Not you don't have the one sheet it. With the little circle
no.
in it.
No. Not no. Sentence no. Of the death. Scottish method, where you stick your finger through the middle, wipe your ass, and then wipe it clean.
That's the army way.
Yeah. That's the army method.
You have to remember to tear a corner of the piece of paper off.
Off.
To clean your finger off.
Clean under your fingernail.
Yeah.
You minging boys!
It's not us, we didn't invent it.
And you know when,
you didn't need to tell me.
What is it, with the tribes in the deserts, traditionally you would eat with one hand.
Left hand rule.
You eat with, sorry.
I thought it was going to do with physics.
Yeah. I know! Left and right hand rules in physics, but they kind of directional.
Doesn't matter, anyway.
But anyway, left hand rule is something completely different.
You use one hand to eat with, and the other hand to piss
clean
and
with.
Wipe your ass with.
What happens if you're super big?
You just keep on going.
So you get like a friend to help you.
This is why you should always shake their right hand and not their left. I think it's left, isn't it? I mean, that's quite wrong. It would make sense. Most people are right-handed.
But we digress.
Yes! Yes, we do digress.
Let's go north.
There's tension on this latch.
There's a tentacle on this latch.
Are you ignoring the tension mark?
No.
Heading
yes.
Why?
Because there a key shot.
Get through it.
It's only under tension.
There's another way round.
Should I knock?
Is there a keyhole for the third fucking time?
No, there is not. The door is not locked.
It's not locked. It's not meant to say
nor has the ability to be.
It does not have a keyhole.
Okay.
Can we pull on the door?
I'm sat right next to you. How is it that you don't hear me? How?
Because he's deaf.
I'll talk very loud then.
Okay, do that. You have to move your seat over here.
I am a hippo with a drum.
Drumming hippos?
Yes.
Hippodrome.
You could push or pull the door if you wanted. You'd have to turn the latch.
What's push and pull me?
It's a goat with two heads.
It's a goat with two heads at either end, facing the opposite direction.
From the doctor, do little books.
Yes. Push me, pull you. Okay. I put on some gloves.
Right.
I haven't had. Being a dwarf and a wizard.
That'll save you from the fireballs.
Yeah. And I'll
go and stand round the corner.
Yes, okay.
Being the brave dwarven wizard rogue that I am, I am going to turn the handle if there's a handle left.
There is a handle, that's the whole point.
That this is what the tension is.
Yeah.
It might just be a bit of a stiff latch.
Could be. You feel the tension in your hand, and then you push the door. The moment the door latch is turned, it swings inward as a giant pendulum attached to the ceiling descends.
I dodge out of the way. I was expecting something like that. That's why I put gloves on.
Yes, that'll save you. Make me... Oh, nothing. It gets to melee attack you. It's not that good.
What do you reckon?
29 to hit.
Oh, it beats my 13.
Whank!
With the mage armor.
Whank!
Alright, maybe an extra couple with mage armor.
The pendulum is banking ball.
The pendulum swings down.
Still not enough.
Only rolled 2. Does 10 points of damage to you. Hits you solidly in the chest.
D12 plus 8.
That almost hurt!
That'll learn you to not listen to me.
That's the worst, don't worry, lass.
See, it was a tentacle that turned into a pendulum.
Because it's a pendulum, it swings better.
It's stuck to it.
Stunk! I've stopped the bloody pendulum at least.
On the plus side, because its pendulums are based on length, rather than at least it's not going to throw the clock off. The additional weight of having a dwarven wizard attached.
Stuck to it, pendulating.
Is it a pendulum or is it a ball or string?
It's a pendulum. It says it's a pendulum.
Ow!
Inside, along the northern wall, there are 6 nail holes, some 6 feet off the ground. Resting on its side in the southeastern corner is an old wooden chair with 3 legs.
Well, bloody exciting, wasn't it?
That was worth it. And we must have rather good eyesight to see 6 nail holes from down the corridor and across the room. None of us must, have said we're going in.
It must be
room.
Significant.
Do you think anybody that wrote this game listens to this audio?
They may have done a long time ago.
Yes, until they realised what we were doing and topped themselves.
Can I point out?
Just point out the guy who wrote
so
it.
Shittily written. I am astounded.
Why?
And it's getting worse because there's astounding errors in things like
that's editing errors. It's packed full of editing.
But there's also it seems like. From the first bit, it was quite well written and there was care and attention,
it's
but like
people
nail holes.
The guy who wrote it, the guy who put it together, left company.
Why would we see nail holes? Why would we?
Because it's in the description.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. They just sort of got a bit.
Maybe we're only supposed to see.
Perhaps they were really, 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 really big nails.
Yeah.
Jimmy nail.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, I mean the ones that in Crucified Christ. They were huge.
Oh, Christ. There was millions of them.
Yeah,
apparently.
What, about a million. Yeah.
The nail gun.
Have you seen those nails? Like,
have you seen the Sutton Hoo stuff that they've got in the museum?
Yeah.
All the ship rivets.
Yeah.
Have you seen the room that they're all kept in, Blythe House?
No. Oh, yes, I have.
2,500 billion of them. Stupid.
The nails, the Roman nails from Inch Tootle, some of them are like 11 inches, maybe 13 inches long. Huge Roman nails. I wonder if you could crucify someone with a cross with those.
Perhaps they weren't for going through your hand.
Yeah, the timber nails. They're used for timber.
Nice, bum, pal, bum, really bum. Nice.
Crucifixes, timber.
But that's not timber.
Yes, but it's going into timber. Your flesh is just merely a little protuberance on the way into the timber. When you've got a nail, this bit like a pigeon. Big! You're not going to come down from there very easy.
That's like those tiles.
Yes. The one true nail!
How are your toes?
They're still on the wall.
Have we finished?
Not yet.
Have you garrooted them? Garrooted them? Have you garrooted them with an axe? Hey! We've got to bring him back. He's so good.
At some point, I did want to axe stage tiles, it has to be said. Right, what are we doing? The room.
We're very disappointed with the room.
Well,
let's go in and...
I'm disillusioned with this dungeon.
Yeah, let's disbelieve the rubbishy stuff in the room. Balazar's going in because he's just taking a bloody pendulum axe in the chest. There must be something better.
Are you searching the room?
I'm searching the room.
Search the room.
Searching the room. I have no skill whatsoever.
By the door, then.
Just I roll 7. Seven.
You find nothing other than the broken chair.
I found the broken chair.
And a nail.
And a nail. And a some nail holes.
30.
That slightly beats my 20 pound.
You were also...
I thought I did quite good.
Don't find anything.
Because there's shag all in here.
Except for a very feminine burp.
Excuse me.
You've got to try and repeat.
You've got to try and say words.
I'll try and find that on the audio and make it echo.
Put a bit of reverb on it. Just make it last.
Where I said in the last session that if you were mean to me and killed me, I'd divorce you.
Yes.
That counts for everything. Forever.
Yeah, but the fact is he could have done all that sort of thing to the previous 23 audios.
I don't.
24. And you wouldn't have... You would, no, well, she said she listened to the first half of 24.
Well, that's true.
I was going to say, I could have been...
You were technically correct.
Every voice you made just slightly more higher pitched.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's Ratatouille, come back to haunt us!
Well, that's a shame he died, I enjoyed him.
Nah, yes, but now you've got competition from the female elf babes, haven't you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they do good voices.
They're standing around looking into the room and
looking breathless.
Very crappy trap.
They're elves, they should be laughing at the misfortune of the dwarf.
They're cutting off the bottom of their chainmail to give them bikinis.
Midriff, bare midriff.
And bending and washing each other.
Yeah. Yes, no one ever attacks anybody's midriff, so we'll just remove that armour, shall we?
Yeah.
There's nothing vital there.
No, they've got the ability that gladiators get in Dark Sun. Armour optimization. Oh, you can be wearing two nipple plates.
Ding!
And
somehow.
Ding! Ding! Fantastic. Brilliant ability.
This is where sneak attack comes in.
I have my spiky dog piece. Nothing else. Because
they're not protected.
You have to bear in mind they're half dwarves as well.
There's no such thing as a half dwarf, it's a complete heresy.
No, in Dark Sun there isn't.
Dark Sun doesn't exist, then.
They're moles, they're completely bald.
Sorry, Dark Sun doesn't exist, it's all secondary.
Completely bald, you say?
Completely bald and sterile.
It's heresy, there is nothing before 3rd edition.
Right, yes, are you going north?
Yeah.
You head north into a bunch of corridors.
We're going to wander around the corridors till we find the only freaking interesting things.
I'm going to heal myself.
The walls here are warm. Corridors turn sharply at random intervals or end abruptly. In addition, sounds soak right into the walls, muffling footsteps and speech.
Doesn't hear me.
No, but it's effective.
There are signs that someone attempted to dig further into the rock and stone near several of the dead-end passages. No tools can be found, but there are piles of dirt and gravel.
Hooray!
Poke.
Digging here.
Searching.
Maybe they thought there may have been a way out. Who knows?
25.
Possibly.
I hate those random dead ends in dungeons.
Did you hear me? Did you even listen to me? No.
What did you say? I'm very sorry. I was reading a bit that was a bit lower down than this.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot you're a man. You can only do one thing at once, can't you? You can't listen and think.
No. Multitasking is...
I'm very sorry, I haven't been running.
Well, I'm not playing.
Please. No. Why don't you run and I'll play your character for a while. No, you have to change seats.
Okay.
You shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, I'm sick of this. Come on, I'll bloody run.
Okay, here you go. You're here.
We could get another dungeon.
You're here in room 16, right? You're here.
Where's the left?
You're here on the map, okay? The only exit's up here, really.
You find the door, you leave.
Wait, it's over! We win! After almost a year, we get out.
Yeah,
I like it
here.
The seat of power.
I'll fly for a change.
Okay.
Where am I?
Got room. What room is it?
Don't read the title of the room.
What room number is it?
C16.
Right? Yes.
Okay. Do I read out the bit in the grey box?
I've read
Don't read anything, it's just like cockatrice or anything.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
Don't know what the
cookies. Do I read out the initial attitude?
No.
Okay, or the encounter?
No. Encounter? What encounter?
We wander around till we meet the encounter.
Look, it's a goddamn wandering encounter.
Doing?
We demand it.
Okay, what are you going to do?
There's partially dug holes, yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll search the room!
Fuck off, I do
Ratatouille's
not sound like
back!
Ratatouille!
Ratoon!
get 24.
Channeling Ritual, it's eerie.
Okay, where would I look?
24.
For
just tell me if I find anything.
How do I know if you find anything?
It says if you search all the treasures.
Do you just make shit up?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's
8% of the exit
there
portal.
There are signs that someone attempted to dig further into the rock and stone near several of the dead end passages. No tools can be found.
Oh,
you've already
tools.
Read that, haven't you?
Yeah.
That was a bell.
They were trying to get through. I'm going to use my stone cunning to see if I can spot anything unusual.
Okay.
That's a horrible thing. Don't do that again.
There'll be no more cunning, please.
Do I read out the next bit?
That depends on what it says.
Well, you're not going to know.
Do not read
out.
This out to the... okay. Whatever you do, don't do
it. Oh, it says the PCs.
That's us.
So I don't think I should read it to you.
Oh. But where are the PCs?
Oh, I don't know. This is a complicated room.
It is quiet.
Okay. Well, I'll move.
Also, off put by the sheer lack of illustrations in there. It's just text.
I don't know what to do.
Okay, I'll
that didn't go very well. That would have been
it went
easier
all right.
If they'd actually been a room right. That wasn't complicated.
Oh, time to leave then. Whoops, complex
rooms. Hmm.
I've come the walls.
You just lie a lot, don't you?
Yes. You walk around a corner. And head of
involuntarily.
To the north. You see that there is a T-junction.
Is it room?
It is. It's kind of here. This whole area here is the entire area of the description. It's a bunch of corridors.
Good if I'd looked at that.
As you walk around the corner... oh dear, these things are horrid.
Oh, cheers. Thanks a lot.
We die.
Yummy.
I phase out. Well, I can do that, but I've got to give it a try.
To increase the challenge rating...
Please add for a TV.
Shoot your players in the legs.
best maybe spot checks, please.
No, I'm blind. I can't see what that is.
16.
11.
Which is
not such a good
roll. 39. 32.
Yes.
My lord.
Yeah, measly 29.
What about the elves?
Oh, yeah, the elves.
Gummy.
No.
Gummy.
And Priscilla rolls well, doesn't she? 2.
Sure
can that be Drusilla then? Because we're small.
She's an elf. She's an elf.
She looks elfish.
2.
Right. You see, with your phenomenal spot check, something that looks like an emaciated chicken. It's sort of a chicken crossed with a lizard. It has big red eyes, and it's about to bite one of your friends. However, we don't know who yet.
So it's a DC 30 to spot it.
Yeah,
I got 20.
It's well.
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's ambushing you.
Aren't you glad I'm around?
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't work out what to say because it had lots of different bits.
Like it's the dwarf again. The world centres around me.
That was including the elves as well. So it was 2 each. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
And unfortunately, you're it. It comes to get you.
I've had worse. Come on.
It sort of
bring it on.
Flutters and squawks.
Come on, you big chicken.
It's a big chicken.
Mm. Come and meet Balazar's mighty
fist. Petrified. Can we do anything? Okay.
31 to hit.
That one about
me. I evade.
Nah.
It pecks you.
Oh.
With its horrible little beak.
Of peckiness.
It does 2 points of damage.
Ha ha!
Make me a fortitude serve.
Or turn to stone.
I'm a hard as nails dwarf. You're not gonna get me, you vamped up chicken. 11.
You're petrified.
Oh, you turn into a perfect statue of Balazar.
It's a good wipe for that.
That's really harsh. They used to be on gaze attacks, which you could avoid. Now it's on its bite. That's very, very harsh.
Told you it was a complicated room.
Yes, it has a cockatrice in it, which is very, very bad.
Is that an enchantment?
What?
Cockatrice?
God damn it, what the hell is?
What?
It's petrification tech.
I'm really good against enchantments.
Mind affecting.
It has ability focus, petrification.
Because it wasn't good enough as it was.
No! Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's rock.
What?
Initiatives.
Very funny.
It rolled a 9. That's a 12 for the cockatrice.
17.
Tarandrella's on a 13. Priscilla's on a 12.
I will be on 8/7.
Balzer?
Balzer is on 0.00000.
Do you think he can hear us?
What about my weasel?
It's Stone's one.
Do you think he can hear us?
I'm afraid you've got a rocking knocking.
Nob! Oh, I probably shouldn't shout that to Balzer. It should be
Wilring.
Wilring, do it! Throttle the chicken.
I choke the chicken!
In full public view of the rest of the party.
You just shouted because of that,
I used both hands. No.
Yes.
And a foot. Yes.
And you made the dwarf hard as well, damn you.
Yes, Wilmerin chokes the chicken and the dwarf turns to stone. Okay,
yes,
rock.
Where is it?
It's... Oh, hang on. It's...
If you're going to talk dirty, you have to do it properly. He makes him rock hard.
Balzar is stone. Somewhere in the middle of the party, no doubt. Out there. The chicken is...
Which one is Balzar in the middle of the party?
He's there. Well, where's he going to be? At the back? Well, then the chicken can be at the back. There you go. That's where the chicken is. And it's not. It's a corridor of two and you can walk down. So you're right there.
I'll run down the corridor and attack it.
Smack.
Damn it.
19.
That'll hit. I think. Yes, it will. That's very easy to hit. Very crappy, I see.
10.
And next...
Tarandrill.
Oh my god, you lot are slow. Tarandrill shoots. Tarandrill gets a natural 20.
Natural 20.
Tarandrill gets two natural 20s.
One.
Tarandrill goes for third one. And fails. But
she does a times 3 crit.
Times 3 crit. D8 times 3. Or...
8. 9. 14. Yay, she says.
Don't you get another one because you got in on 8?
No. It's not Earth Dawn, dearie.
Oh.
Who's next?
Yes,
The dice don't explode.
Depends what Drusilla's initiative is. Depends what Drusilla's initiative bonus is.
So,
and the Monsters Inc. bonus is.
Initiative bonus or...
Yeah, initiative bonus.
Monsters is higher.
Monster going to first then.
Goes for Wolverine then. 15.
Not even if I didn't.
Oh no, a lie. I'm using an entirely different beastie there. 28. Sorry, plus 17. Earning.
17?
Plus. So.
I'll make my fort save then.
Then we're gonna die.
I'll do the damage. Yes, make your fort save.
What happens if we all get turned to stone?
Oh Jesus, 15.
Game's over.
Oh, Will runs out.
6 points of damage from the peck.
Does that matter? I'm turned to stone.
Well, you've got a bit of wound as well.
Oh no!
No, surely if we're turned to stone, then we should have extra armor.
The wound happens, and then the petrification occurs.
Right. I'm 79 hit points.
Drusilla?
Turned to a big freaking rock.
Charges to there.
That's not Drusilla.
Oh, is it not? That's you, is it?
That's Drusilla.
She steps around Balazar's prone. She kicks Balzar to the ground and
he smashed his sachet
and attacks.
Can you not smash?
She hits. What's she using?
Get on board and you go.
We used to have that in the old edition. Not
to gave her a plus 8 sword of plus 7 to 2 damage.
But seriously,
against. I have no idea.
Some form of sword.
Plus 1 short sword?
Possibly. Something like that wasn't very big.
Plus 6 then, isn't it? Something like that. Plus 1. She does some damage.
Put it this way, if you get petrified cut, we can't do anything, can we?
No.
Interesting point.
Who's next?
Me.
Go.
I...
Flame strike!
We're immune.
No. I pray to Mistra for a miracle. I don't get it. And
she's dead.
You...
She's currently not taking calls.
Yeah. Currently waving phone, yeah. And then use my new scorching ray.
Good old scorching ray.
Yeah.
See, that was back when all of the stick used to be funny.
Did you get an email?
What, saying pick your option? Yes.
Have you picked your option?
I have.
I haven't picked mine yet.
I've picked mine.
What's yours? Give me the book.
Does
no.
19 hit
send
on... 19 hit on such a stack.
Yes, it does.
You can tell me you got an email.
And
I haven't replied yet.
That'll hit as well.
Yes.
You've got to reply soon or else you can do it.
I didn't run out. He took my money.
I know. Well, he's put it in. He's put a clause in. If you don't apply by a certain date, then
that's not legally binding.
No, it's not. But when that mattered.
17 and 16, so 33 damage.
It's immune. 33. Ouch! 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 It says.
Crispy fried chicken.
Who's next?
God, imagine if you crossbred with a bush monster. That would be nasty.
You were here.
Where is it?
It's howling, cry, echoes.
A rusty cock.
It's here.
Can I backstab it?
You can if you tumble to here and...
I can do that. Okay. 25.
Tumble, tumble.
Now you can backstab it.
Does it have a back?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. It's a magical beast.
It's not immune to crits. Kill it! Kill it!
Just did hit it.
Oh, yeah.
Roll the dice!
Is it a short sword or my dagger?
It's a short sword.
Can I do it two-handedly?
No.
Damn it. I'll use my plus two. What's 19 plus 14?
Enough.
And roll again.
Yes, 33.
No, plus 12.
It's fine. You hit.
Okay.
So I need 12 to hit it.
So what am I what's my damage come back to me?
That's fine. Yes, you've just critted, by the way.
A lot.
What does that mean?
So you roll double your sword damage. That's 2d4 plus 4.
Yeah.
And then you add your sneak attack damage, which is a billion.
5d6, you're on.
Billion's a lot.
5d6.
Even a Taras could have trouble with a billion.
Have a look on the back. What sneak attack you're on?
5.
5d6.
So all of this plus 4.
Yeah.
Four.
What a sick chicken, eh?
Did you rub them first?
12, 18, 23,
24, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 32, 34,
38.
Can you see how D&D is very good for young people to learn maths?
Sorry.
Ah!
Did I kill it?
Yes, it dies.
Yes!
Scour it through and it dies.
Woohoo!
Unfortunately, most of it's now stony silence, so there won't be any celebration.
This could be interesting. Neither of you two are spellcasters, are you?
No.
Oh dear.
Okay. Can you fix them?
Let's go back to the big room with the pillars in.
Are you dragging them there?
Can you help carry them back?
Yes.
Oh good.
Of course.
Statue. Get them back to the room with lots
of
statues.
Do we weigh more or less than we did?
More.
We're slightly stone away. Ton.
At which point, when we get back there.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you dice off?
You habitually learn turn stone flesh.
I habitually learn break enchantment, yes.
Ah, cheeky.
Because it's my domain spell.
Because it's so nice. Nicely non specific.
Yes.
Was it an enchantment?
You get rid of petrification usually.
Oh, okay.
Unless it's a cockatrice special.
Well, it's a supernatural ability rather than a spell, not spell ability.
No, but have a look in the spell description. I'm fairly sure it does.
Well, see what the cockatrice says.
I'm looking. Be for break and talent. Trust you. It'd be horrible for two of the characters to be petrified.
We're not that scared.
Break enchantment.
I'd actually the only original one left.
Oh, you know, this spell frees victims from enchantment's transmutation.
You really don't want to know why.
Break enchantment can reverse even an instantaneous effect such as flesh to stone.
Okay.
The spell is one that cannot be dispelled by dispel magic. Break enchantment works only if the spell is 5th level or lower. The spell comes from some permanent magical effect. Blah, blah, blah. So it would seem it can do a...
It's a supernatural ability.
It is a supernatural ability.
There we go.
Yeah.
See, but I've got a roll for it. It's not a very good supernatural ability, because it doesn't help you catch prey.
I've turned them to stone, now I will eat thou bastard.
Yeah.
Them to stone
magical
again.
Creatures.
It does make you wonder what they eat, because the second they bite something,
well,
it turns to rock.
Technically, being a magical creature, they don't have to eat anything.
Magical.
Well, I do believe I've got to make a cast level check.
Didn't see that one. I bet you do.
I bet I do as well.
Break enchantment to one duration instantaneous saving throw C text. For each such effect, you make a caster level check.
11 plus caster level?
Maximum plus 15, instead of against the DC of 11 plus caster level of the effect.
So success, it's hit dice, basically.
Yeah. Success means the creature is free of the spell, curse, or effect.
Right, so the first thing I shall do is call upon Mr. Fizzup for a bit of divine power. Which she will probably get.
You found her phone number.
Yeah. Cleric's level plus 2, so I get plus 2 to my caster level.
Right.
My caster level 11.
Nice. Therefore,
I get 25 against...
Who are you casting
against
on?
Against 19?
To be honest, it's going to be him.
You...
Because I'm lawful good and shiny and his friend.
You... Yeah. Good punch! And there's nothing in front of you except for the cleric.
Yay! No more stone. I killed it. I did this.
Well, you just got a stone dwarf.
But unfortunately, I have to wait till tomorrow for that.
Resting.
Are we resting again?
Well, you could tootle off and come back tomorrow.
Just leave you.
I'm not going.
I could try and flame strike you.
Just for the laugh. Just for the chocolate. Use him for hot practice.
Well, it won't affect me, will it, if you flame strike me? No, we'll go for it then.
He would have used his flame strike to somehow give you a coating of soot. amusing as that would be when you turn back from stone.
Sooty dwarf.
Ah, oh, it's a Durga. No.
get it. That's about all I can do.
Oh well.
Arundrella and Drusilla sit down in the corner.
And they've noticed the pattern.
Yeah. It's the ruby. We would like some messes here, something with chairs and some comfy areas.
Depends whether you want to carry on without him for today, perhaps.
He'll just moan when he wakes
no,
up.
No, I'm made of stone.
Is it funny? Will he know?
He won't know.
No. We'll know!
Is it safe to leave him?
Well, those statues are
here. Those statues are here.
Yes, yeah. But this one has no head. But that surely is going to be bad if you bring him back.
That's right, we killed Gargoyle. Yeah.
There is that.
What if someone were to chip his leg off or something?
It'd be quite funny.
Stumpy.
But he would be very grumpy though. He's not very nice most of the time. He killed my rat, you know.
Really?
Yeah. I had a pet rat.
Can we carve his face so it looks like he has got a beard?
Can we stick one on him?
Yes, you could. If you like, you can carve chunks into him, knowing full well that when it turns back, they will seep blood and ichor and all kinds of other things.
I said ichor? Oh my lord.
If he does get chipped... or whatever. I can rebuild him before I bring him back to life.
Oh, neat.
You fit mend him.
Mm. Yeah, that works. So why don't you go off
can and... Can we not just beat the shit out of him and then stick him back together before we bring him back?
Technically, yes.
He'll always be a day behind in his life and I'll never know.
You don't know how many days of my life have already been lost.
How awful would that be? Just losing a day of your life and not realising.
It's called sleep.
It's called alcohol.
I got terrified.
After you've took all your anger out on him for a month, you could drag him back to where exactly where he changed, cast it on him, and pretend to go, oh, that was a hard
I
fight.
Know what we should do.
How come you're all four levels higher than me, you bastard?
I know what we should do. We should leave him here, protect the room, find the way out, and only bring him back to life when we found the way out. We're like, right, it's this way. Goodbye.
I have an inkling so I know someone. Which way to go.
We found the way. Oh, was someone left behind? I don't know.
No, I just mean that it would be nice to save him the hassle.
Save you the horrible torment of being dragged through this endless dungeon. Yeah. So you have no idea where we're going.
Which spell cast?
Well, I can't complain. You just decide what you want to do.
I'm
frozen.
We're
going
to leave you.
I've only been going for like an hour.
That's true.
I know.
We can't leave him. Okay.
Perhaps if you had the wonderful...
Bastion wouldn't have left him.
Dangerous,
can I beat him? Can I beat him with this stick? Can it's I have a wand of wonder back? Maybe I can fix him or can
it's not a dangerous area.
Is that an option on wand of wonder?
I believe it is actually, yes.
Turning blue, yes.
Turning blue is, but I believe actually turning flesh to stone or stone to flesh is an option on a wand.
Woohoo! Give me the wand!
And everyone stand back from finals.
No, look, it's here. See?
Oh, she does have it as well. It's in her hair.
I seem to have misplaced it.
No, I've
been reading Harry Potter too much.
That's where she keeps her wands.
In her hair.
Yes, they're in a bun in her head.
That would be the book.
But this is also the same wand of wonder that can make you 3 inches tall.
Yes. Yeah, but if you're only 3 inches tall, we can carry you around.
The caster, flesh the stone, stone flesh.
Remember?
What number is it? Just out of curiosity, out of morbid curiosity, tell me.
Roll the dice, I'll tell you if you got it. It's a
percentile.
That'll be a bell again.
Bell.
60.
You didn't get it.
No, it's quite high.
That's creation of the sphere of annihilation heading towards you. No, run away!
You have to give it back,
don't they? Do I? It's something yay big. It's very, very easy to lose.
It's like the staff in Monkey, isn't it?
You'd have made grass grow around him.
Aww. Okay. Like a stone statue with grass.
I got 77.
But no. Makes no.
You'd have fireballed him.
Woohoo!
Like I care.
76.
You'd have fireballed
him again.
Two fireballs?
What's that? Oh, 9.
You'd have cast fairy fire on him.
Aww. Woo. But there we go. It's irrelevant.
92!
Close. But you'd have...
turned him purple.
No. Blinded him for D6 rounds with shimmering colours.
I really think that I've taken the fact that you stole my one shiny thing and didn't give it back, and now I think it's time you give it back.
You can ask for it.
I'll make a poll on the website and then you'll suffer.
I'm surprised the poll would be yes, give it her back, pretty much extensively, except for the odd vote Steve puts in.
But I'm so much fun with it, and all the shiny, shiny, exciting things happen, and it makes me want to play the
game.
Remind
me how Bastion died again.
The only thing that makes this goddamn game worth playing sometimes.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Give me it back!
The fact you can randomly blast people.
But look, I'm laughing.
Well, I'm not Fred, but
so
I'm stoned.
Yeah, she's got a pencil stuck in your hair. We know it's a wand.
It's an actual hair wand.
A hair wand.
The dwarf would be up, Fred, but he's stoned, so we can't. You can demand it back. He did take it from you.
I'm going to steal it back. I forgot I could do that.
Good look. That's what I'm going to say.
Have you broken it and put it somewhere?
Put it somewhere.
Have you lost it? Is it up your bum?
Oh. No.
Good.
No, it's not.
Tharys not rectally inserted the wand in wonder.
He finds it
not least of all for fear it may inadvertently go off.
And grow grass up in your intestines.
Yeah, she stuck it up in your wallet.
Or turn it stone.
Or turn it blue. But and all his intimate friends would have questions.
They wouldn't. I shit fireballs!
Bloody hell, you are a mistress.
Give it back!
How did you die that?
Is that showing?
It was a rectal lavage.
Oh.
Faith the cause.
Let's stop lavaging our anus and decide what we're doing.
We'll probably rest here then.
Okay. We'll rest here.
I don't want to rest, just give me my toy back.
Do we need watches?
Probably.
We can tell the time, okay, thank you.
Tick tock, tick. He will know. Tharys will know when it is time.
Yes, we blindly put the two hot elves together on the same watch.
Blindly.
Blindly, because they are lovely.
No. I don't. I sit.
And it's very hot in here.
I don't trust them.
Oh, do you find it hot in here?
So they're on watch with everybody else watching them.
Yeah. That's why it's called a watch. Look. Yeah.
We're just waiting for them to get.
You were never this distrustful of Rutul.
Yeah. Women.
Or is that because he's only at level 2?
Women. Evil women. Nice boy. They're women, for a start.
Small vial of baby oil has been left in the vicinity.
And a bouncy castle.
Yeah.
I'm going to draw a bouncy castle.
They're evil, so the baby oil they use is actually made of babies.
They're not evil. They're the people we have rescued from the cruel, cruel demons.
Yeah. I'm going to draw some choice Ansemers type material for rock.
Under a rock.
But it becomes real.
Oh!
Will it not be rock flip?
Rock flavored?
Right, you're drunk flavored underwear. for them.
I was going to go to
the especially for the dwarf, they're going to be rock flavoured.
And then she's drawing the video camera.
I was trying to draw toys, but I thought that they might come out like rock.
Wait, is that a rabbit? No, not
Ben's
quite.
Ben's where holding up here for a bit. Oh, I get out the old altar case.
The old altar case?
Right. What are we doing with the altar case?
And maybe a sword.
Oh.
Where are you keeping it? Is it in the bag of holding?
He keeps it
where the sun don't shine. The bag of holding?
No, I prefer not to.
Yeah.
I would not be if she carries that.
Yes.
I would not carry it in the bag of holding.
I'm good. I've been good for days.
Yeah,
but this isn't.
Give me my wand, please.
When I figured out how to convert it into nothing, something quite not so random.
No!
He's busy sprinkling holy water on water, the sizzling sword.
The clumsy.
I'll practice over there.
Do you think we could put a couple of cockatrice steaks on that as well?
But maybe not.
No, that's a delicacy.
It tastes like chicken.
You can eat it if you like,
but it doesn't.
Can you have it deep fried?
It's evil barbecue. Unfortunately, I don't eat anymore anyways.
No,
deep fried cockatrice.
You two are freaky.
Well, awful good and do not eat.
So we will. Right, you start to pray. The words are being whispered. You think it's Mistra for a second, and realise it's not.
And I go, maybe not.
Mistra says you should give the word.
That's a really good idea.
I am the voice
of the Mistra.
Give Balin her wand. Where's it coming from?
Which direction?
All around. Probably slightly behind you.
My voice.
In which case, I'm going to be liberal with my holy water.
Ventriloquism.
I burn!
I burn!
Oh, yes.
See, next time you level.
How long are you praying over this sword? How long are you praying over this sword?
I was over here, may as well.
It's not like you're tired.
It's
true. Arundrella and Drusilla sit in the corner and
evil.
Get hot, discuss things and in Elven. If you want to join in, you can.
I speak Elven.
I can understand what they're saying.
They're prattling on
two
about.
Two hot elf bees.
I actually can speak Elven.
Everyone speaks Elven.
Stuff. And
oh yes, they're proper elves.
They're discussing sculpture, just out of a twist of irony.
They're evil.
They walk around the knolls.
They're not evil.
And say that these must have been people.
Pretty girls
three
are always
here,
evil.
It's obviously bad that they're here.
Yes.
I don't think so.
You could rescue them. We'll just have to wait several days. Unless you
can oh my god.
More than once.
Do you have a name? Yes. Sorry.
Yay, we can travel the party size.
And our XP goes down the cubes.
Yes, we don't know
but
what
they'd
XP
be so
is.
Grateful.
Which one looks the toughest and beefiest?
Yeah, we could need one of them.
Which one looks like a divine spellcaster?
Yes.
Which one looks like somebody that I can play with?
It's a short one.
Priscilla.
No,
she's not. Yes, you could play with Priscilla.
She's evil.
She's not evil.
I'm sorry, that's fairly specialist. Two elven women in a halfling. That's really, really, really out there.
I'm going on top, damn it.
You could form an isosceles triangle.
Yeah.
Isosceles triangle.
Doesn't that mean I get one
you have to be,
foot up more
don't you have
my
to be a specialist
to
artist to draw that
well,
quickly
no,
enough?
If they're all the same height, it would be an equilateral triangle.
Yeah. That's a
the mathematics continue.
There's nothing quite like sexual geometry.
Sexual geometry. Trigonometry.
You missed my funny.
I'll listen back again.
It's too quiet now.
I'll enhance it, Neckwood.
Enhance it, Necko.